Every second as we are seated here, a child is going to die as a result of hunger somewhere in the world.
These alarming words from Ben Mailer, chief executive producer at United Nations Radio. At no time since Francis Moore Pape wrote the bestseller Diet for a Small Planet in 1971 has the food situation been so dire for humanity. Raj Patel is a fellow at Food First and says that the current crisis is the result of 30 years of misguided agricultural and food policies.
Haiti was forced to adopt these structural adjustment policies that the World Bank... Now, US rice farmers get $1 billion a year in subsidy. That is what Haitian farmers had to compete with. At the beginning of the 1980s, Haiti grew the majority of its own rice. But by the end of the 1990s, and in fact, as recently as last month, there were food riots in Haiti. Not over Haitian rice. Rice that came in a big bag with the American flag on it and the words, "Gift of the People of the United States."
As nearly 40 million will experience hunger in the United States this year, the treatment of food as a mere commodity is creating a health crisis, with obesity and diabetes reaching epidemic proportions. According to Ben Burkett, a Mississippi farmer and director of the National Family Farm Coalition,
the crisis is a direct result of the industrialization in every region of the world, which drive out rural workers, destroy biodiversity and the environment, and the result is hunger and poverty. But the crisis can be overcome if we abandon this model.
John Kinsman, a Wisconsin organic farmer, believes food growing is a communal affair.
There are models that work. The peasants and the indigenous peoples of the global south have for thousands of years maintained the biodiversity and kept the land enriched and passed it on for generations. We owe them a tremendous debt.
Food distribution workers also have a stake in food quality. Pat Purcell from the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 1500, says good food, good jobs, and good health are the building blocks for a sustainable society.
New York City has lost hundreds of its supermarkets, replaced with 800 drugstores, 10,000 bodegas, Starbucks, Blockbusters. There are only 550 full-service supermarkets.
While drugs and alcohol sales are thriving, fresh organic food is virtually unknown in poor and minority neighborhoods. In Berkeley, California, Alice Waters, chef and owner of Chez Panisse, founded Edible Schoolyard at the Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School, where food growing and preparation is now a part of the curriculum.
This could be in every school in this country. Edible education taught every child the lasting values of care for the land, of nourishment, and communication with others. That's the only way we're going to share this planet, this very precious planet.
Listeners can sign on to the call to action to end the food crisis at usfoodcrisisgroup.org.
Would that make the world more beautiful? No, no. Would it stop with the war? Would it teach us more about life? No, no, no. One day we'll be one.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.
We'll be